Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're ever moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie.
Florence, if you don't keep still, I'm going to stick you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Jefferson. I guess I'm just excited about the christening. Imagine me, Jessica's godmother. I'll be holding her, standing there proud.
If I don't finish this dress by Saturday, you'll be standing there naked.
Hey, Weeze, I'm home.
Oh, hi, George. You're just in time. Oh. Lionel and Jenny should be here any minute.
Hey, what is it they want to tell us that's so important?
I hope they ain't changed their mind about me being Jessica's godmother.
Oh, don't worry, Florence. They said it was good news.
Oh, maybe they changed their mind about Alan Willis being a godfather.
George, don't be ridiculous. Jenny's brother will make a perfect godfather.
Sure he would, if it wasn't for two things.
What two things?
Well, he's white and he ain't black.
Florence, what do I have to do to stop you from moving?
Hand her a mop.
Hi, George. Hi. Are we late?
No, you're early. Come back in 20 years.
Do you know what this meeting with Lionel and Jenny is all about? I'm really lost.
Well, look, why don't you take the elevator upstairs and you'll be home.
Did Jenny say anything to you, Helen?
No, she just said it was a big surprise.
I hope the baby is starting to turn white.
Maybe Lionel won some kind of award.
Oh, that ain't no surprise. He's my son, ain't he?
Or maybe he got another promotion.
Yeah, that ain't no surprise either. He's still my son, ain't he?
I hope he didn't do anything stupid.
Why would he do that?
Well, he's your son, ain't he?
You know, I can hardly wait to see the look on their faces when we tell them.
Oh, Lionel, I can't remember when I've been this excited.
Yeah, me neither. Except for one night about 10 years ago.
Oh, you mean when you met me?
No, when the Mets won the pennant. Oh.
Which one of these hats do you think looks better?
Oh, this one.
Why?
Because it ain't got your face under it.
Where's Jessica?
Oh, we left her with a sitter.
Oh, I would have taken care of her.
Forget it, Florence. You do too much sitting as it is.
So, how's everybody?
Curious.
Yes, what's this mystery all about?
Yeah, come on, hurry up and tell us.
Yeah, the suspense is killing me.
On second thought, take your time.
Okay, everybody, stop pushing. Just give them a chance. Okay, you've had your chance. What is it?
Okay. We'll tell you.
Now, after a couple has been married a few years, what is it they want more than anything else?
A divorce? Just kidding, we.
Come on, you two. What is it?
We bought a home.
A co-op apartment.
Oh, that's wonderful. When did you do that?
A week ago.
A week ago? How could you keep it a secret?
Yeah, I couldn't buy a home without running out and telling everybody.
You couldn't buy a pair of pantyhose without running out.
See, we wanted to surprise you.
Yeah, we figured if we told you, you'd worry about how many bedrooms it has, where is it, if we could afford it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
How many bedrooms does it have?
Where is it?
Can you afford it?
Two, right in this neighborhood, and yes, if we budget carefully.
Well, congratulations. That's great news.
Yeah, you start off with that place, and you trade it in for a bigger and better place. And with a little luck, you wind up like me.
And with a lot of luck, you won't. Excuse me.
Excuse me, I better go fix this dress. I want to look nice for the christening.
Uh-huh, and sew a hood on it.
Oh, in all this excitement, I forgot something upstairs.
Yeah, you forgot to stay up there?
Now, listen here, George. Oh, never mind.
Wait a minute, hold. You got something to say to me? You say it to my face.
I don't know if I can get down that low. I'll be right back.
What are you gonna go get, Ma?
Oh, I have a surprise. But I'll give you a hint. It's white, something to wear, and very, very tiny.
And it's not one of George's shirts.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Bentley. I was just leaving.
What a coincidence. So was Bentley.
Oh. Actually, Mr. J, I'm returning something. Here's your Johnny Mathis album, Mrs. J.
Oh, did it get your date in a romantic mood?
Oh, it certainly did. She went back to her old boyfriend.
Hey, everybody, let's have a drink to celebrate.
Good idea. I wasn't really that fond of her anyway.
Oh, no, Mr. Bentley. We're celebrating Lionel and Jenny's new purchase. They just bought a place of their own.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
thank you, Mr. Bentley.
Yes, I remember my first place. Now, that sense of pride and ownership, it was a place I could call my own forever. A place I would defend to my last breath, that I would fight for with my last ounce of strength.
Whatever became of it?
I sold it to the highest bidder.
It reminds me of our first place, right, Weeze? The ceilings leak, the faucets drip, the floors creak.
Yeah, I love that place.
You did. It looked like an ad for Better Homes and Ghettos.
Oh, I remember how Helen and I struggled in our first place.
It only had 1.5 baths.
No wonder you struggled. How do you expect to fit in a half a bath?
Oh, well, here it is. Jessica's christening gown.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, but I'm afraid I have some bad news, too. Alan called while I was upstairs. He got snowed in Minneapolis, and he can't make it to the christening.
I thought you said you had bad news.
Oh, I really wanted Alan to be here.
Well, what are we going to do now? We don't have a godfather.
We need a proxy.
A proxy? What do we need with glue?
No, Mr. J, a proxy. Someone to take Alan's place.
Well, let's see. Who could we get?
It should be somebody close to the family.
Someone we all know and love.
Hey, how about Mr. Bentley?
Who, me? Oh, I'd be honored.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Look, you gotta get rid of that cough by Saturday.
Oh, Mr. J. I'm so excited. Do you know what I'm going to do?
Yep, leave.
Well, I'm glad that Mr. Bentley will be here, but the christening just won't be the same without Alan.
Sure it will. Bentley's white.
Hey, come on, everybody. Let's have a drink.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Here, Helen.
Oh, thank you. Right.
Thank
please.
You. Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
here, sweetheart.
Thank you, Daddy. Oh.
Now, come on.
Yeah.
Here's to happier things.
Oh, yeah.
To your new home.
Uh-huh. Congratulations. When do we get to see it?
How about right now? I'll get the real estate agent on the phone.
Mm. Oh, he's really excited about our new place.
I'll say, it's almost like he's a father all over again.
Next thing you know, he'll be passing out cigars that say, it's a co-op.
What? But why? Oh, no, but the bank said... Well, you damn right I'll call him.
What's wrong? Can't we get the key to the place?
It looks like we can't even get the place.
What?
The bank turned down our loan. They said I'm a bad risk.
Why would they say that?
I don't know, but I'm calling up Hudson Fidelity to find out. Hello? Yeah, let me talk to Mr. Sweeney.
I can't understand why they would turn Lionel down.
Maybe he doesn't make enough money.
Jefferson not making enough money? Impossible.
I don't know, George. Sometimes banks can be very tight with their money.
Oh, yeah, what do banks know about money?
Well?
They said he's gone for the day, but I'm going down there tomorrow on my lunch hour and get to the bottom of this.
Hey, wait, hold on, line. Look, I got a better idea. We'll go down to my bank.
Or I can introduce you to my banker, Lionel.
Look, I got the loan by myself, I lost it by myself, and I'm going to try to get it back by myself.
But couldn't we help you do it by yourself?
Look, Mom, I'm not a kid anymore, and I appreciate your offer, but this is my problem, and I'm going to work it out on my own. Let's go, Jen. I got to think this thing out.
See you later.
Oh, Tom. Tom, maybe we should go down to Hudson Fidelity and talk to this Mr. Sweeney. Maybe we can help Lionel get his loan.
No, no, not you two. This calls for somebody that's bright and clever, knows how to handle people.
You're right, George. You do it, Louise.
No, you heard what Lionel said. He doesn't want any of us to interfere.
Oh, but Louise...
Come on, Tom. Louise is right. We should stay out of it. After all, you always fought your own battles, didn't you?
No, I had an older sister.
Oh. And, George, I want you to promise not to interfere.
Louise, when was the last time I did something you didn't want me to do?
A.M. or P.M.?
Well, how's the first day on the job gone, Miss Hawkins?
Oh, okay. I'm a little nervous, though.
You got nothing to worry about. I'm here to protect you.
Mr. Sweeney?
Yes.
Hi, George Jefferson. Jefferson Cleaners? 7 stores throughout the city.
You own Jefferson Cleaners?
That's right.
You ruined one of my leisure suits.
Well, you look like too hard of work to be wearing leisure suits anyway.
What can I do for you, Mr. Jefferson?
I'm here about a loan.
For a new cleaning machine, I hope.
Oh, good one. What a great little toy.
Gift from my boss.
What's it do?
Drives me nuts. Now, about your loan?
Oh, well, actually, it's not for me. It's for my son, Lionel Jefferson. You turned him down, and he's got to have it, so I'm here to guarantee it myself. Now, I have with me my financial statement.
Okay.
Well, how's it look?
Not too good.
What?
A loaf of bread, a head of lettuce.
Oh! Sorry, grocery list.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you got to make sure Lionel doesn't hear anything about this.
Oh, I'm not sure that's possible.
Well, why not? I mean, I'll throw some business your way.
My lips are sealed. Let me get the file.
Thank you. Don't believe. Oh, no.
Here we go, Mr. Where did he go?
Who?
The man who was sitting here. He was just... Never mind. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Louise Jefferson, and I'm here about my son Lionel's loan.
Lionel? Lionel Jefferson?
I know he was turned down, but I'm here to co-sign for him.
All right, Mrs. Jefferson, I'll go get the forms we need.
Oh, and it has to be absolutely confidential.
Somehow I knew that. Who are you?
I'm Helen Willis, and I'm here about a loan for my son-in-law, Lionel Jefferson.
I should have guessed.
What?
Well, just a minute ago...
Hey, lady. You okay?
Oh, yeah. I was just scratching my back.
All right, Mrs. Willis, I'll go and get the form. You'll be here when I get back.
Of course. Why should I leave?
Who knows? But you'll be here.
I promise. I'll just play with this until you get back.
She promised me she wouldn't leave.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind. At least I know you're not here for the Jefferson loan.
Why, yes, I am. How did you know?
Hey, am I on candid camera or something?
Pardon?
I know.
Shh. Oh, I always wanted one of these for my desk.
Take it, it's yours.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Sir, can I help you? Sir? What can I do for you, sir?
Shh, I don't want anybody to see me.
Sir, would you like to make a deposit?
I'm not here to put money in.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
Oh, Lord, you almost saw me. If they see me, they'll kill me.
Oh, my God! No shooting, please!
What are you doing?
All right, you. Hold it.
George!
George! George!
Okay, Buster, what's your name?
Why, Helen, Louise, what are you doing here?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
I know why you're all here, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. Don't you think Lionel can handle his own business?
Well, George, what are you doing here?
Robbing a bank? Oh, this damn cufflink. Look at that.
Oh, here, let me help you.
Thanks, Louise. Am I on time?
After yesterday, you are lucky you're not on bread and water.
Compared to Florence is cooking, that would be a gourmet meal. Thanks, I got it. Yeah.
Are the kids here yet?
Uh-uh.
No, they're due any second. Now, remember, we don't know anything about Lionel's loan.
Oh, I hope I can act surprised.
That's easy. Just pretend the doctor told you you lost a pound.
Well, I'm all ready for the christening.
Oh, Florence, you look wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Miss Willis. Are you sure this hemline ain't too high? I don't want the Lord to think I'm a fast woman.
Don't worry about it, Florence. He's seen you work.
George, stop that.
Oh, that's okay, Miss Jefferson. What can you expect from a man with ears like that?
What's the matter with my ears?
You ain't got nothing between them.
Oh, that must be Lionel and Jenny. Everybody act natural.
Except you, George. You behave. Oh, hi, kids!
Jessica!
You two look happy. You must have good news, huh?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, lucky guess.
It's about the loan.
The loan? Well, what loan?
The loan on the co-op.
Oh, that loan.
Yeah, it's been approved.
What? Boy, am I surprised. Has it surprised me?
Oh, yes, I'm surprised.
We're all so surprised. Aren't you surprised, Tom? Mm?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'll say. Why, you could have knocked me over with a feather.
They could knock you over with a whole bird.
You know, it's a lot easier than I thought. I just walked in, talked to Mr. Sweeney, and I had that loan back in 10 minutes.
Oh, now, Lionel, you know that isn't true. It only took you 5 minutes.
Oh, Lionel, that's wonderful.
Oh, we better get Jessica in a christening gown.
It's upstairs. I'll go with you.
Are you sure you don't want to stay here and listen to Lionel brag?
Jenny, when you come through, it ain't bragging.
All right.
Oh, Lionel, we're so proud of you.
Oh, thanks. But I know who's really responsible.
You do?
Yeah, Pop, I know what you did for me.
You do?
Sure. Hey, and I really appreciate it.
You do?
Yeah, well, you're the one who always taught me the way to solve a problem, meet it head on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell, it sounds like you had that loan officer eating right out of your hand.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, he even gave me this little game he had on his desk.
Oh, that's the stupid metal ball thing?
Yeah, the metal. How'd you know that?
Oh, lucky guess.
No, Pop, you went down there and talked to Mr. Sweeney, didn't you?
Oh, look, Lionel. Oh.
Damn, Pop, you arranged the whole thing.
No, I didn't. They helped, too. In fact, it was all Willis's fault.
My fault?
That's right. If you would have torn up Sweeney's car, we never would have known where to go.
Now, listen here, George.
Lionel, where are you going?
Why should I tell you? You'd only interfere.
Yeah, oh.
Hello, Lionel. Nice talking to you. What a glorious day for a christening.
Shut up, Bentley.
Well, that's one man's opinion. How are you, Mrs. J? Glad to hear it.
Lionel, don't you think you are overreacting?
Overreacting? You let me go down there and make a fool out of myself in front of the people at the bank, then come back and make a fool out of myself in front of you.
Look, I know your pride is hurt. But we were just trying to help.
But you did it all. Look, Mom, I am over 21 now. When are you going to stop trying to hold my hand?
Lionel, I'm not trying to hold your hand. All right, Lionel. I know we were wrong to go to the bank behind your back.
Oh, no kidding.
But we only did it because we love you. Can't you understand that? Your father and I brought you into this world, clothed you, fed you, took care of you for most of your life. It's not that easy to let go.
Okay, look, Mom, I appreciate everything you've done for me. I really do. But from now on, do me a favor. Let me run my own life.
Okay, if that's what you want. I promise I'll never interfere in your life again. But you have to promise me something, too.
Name it?
You have to promise me that when Jessica turns 21, you will never try to help her with anything.
Hi, you two. Well, here she is. Daddy's little girl.
Yeah, she is Daddy's little girl. And I guess she always will be.
Well, come on, Daddy's little girl.
Mom, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Just let us help you with the loan.
The loan? Did he find out?
Look, Lionel, I'm sorry.
Helen and I are, too.
No, I'm the one who should be sorry.
Oh, you want us to help?
Well, hey, I guess that's what parents are for, huh?
Hey, all right.
Well, what's going on out here?
I'll explain it to you on the way.
Oh, I hope everything goes well. A good christening means good things will follow.
Oh, not always. My grandfather went to a wonderful christening that ended horribly.
Whose christening was that?
The Titanic's.
Lionel, look, from now on, I promise you, we won't interfere. We're going to let you run your own life.
That's right. No more interfering.
Right.
Maybe on the way back from the church, we can show everybody our new place.
Oh, that's a great idea. I can hardly wait to see it.
Well, don't get too excited. It still needs wallpaper and drapes.
Oh, Jenny, your father and I would love to get you new wallpaper as a housewarming gift.
And I'll get you the drapes.
And I'll throw in a new carpet.
Carpet? That ain't nothing. Hell, I'm gonna buy a whole new living room set. Ain't nothing too good for my son.
Pop, I thought you just said you were gonna let me run my own life.
I am, Lionel. You can pick out whatever furniture you want.
Oh,